floor. It's my thinking couch.
Wayne, are you trying to tell me you did it? It works. The machine works. Do the kids know?
Well, yeah, the kids know.
That's great.
No, it's not that great.
Why?
I shrunk the kids.
What?
And the Thompson kids, too. They're about this big. They're in the backyard. We have returned!
Yeah!
Welcome back, Deej!
Yes, we're finally back, and it feels great to be in my closet.
It does. It's gotten a little stinkier since we've last been here, but yes, it is nice to be back in the closet, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I've missed this.
I have, too.
Yeah, so, ladies and gentlemen, we are back from, I guess what we would consider a bit of a summer hiatus.
As cool as it sounds, it wasn't that awesome.
Well, I mean, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Obviously, we had the ending of DJ's elementary school year.
Yep.
He is now officially a middle schooler, which is crazy. So, yep. Although COVID was going on, we still, I think, had kind of like a pretty good graduation for you, I guess. We got to drive and shout your name, and everyone cheered for you. That was really cool.
Me.
And then we had some family come and stay with us for about 3 weeks as well,
mm-hmm.
Which was fun too. And that kind of took us more time away from getting into the podcast. But ladies and gentlemen, we are officially back.
In town.
You know,
as the song
pointed out originally.
Mm-hmm. Dang, that rolled off right off the tongue. Totally.
It kind of did, actually. Anyway, so we are here for episode 14,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking about the movie.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I'm sorry, but I didn't.
It's one of the first kind of introductions to like CGI
mm-hmm.
type style filming, like where it almost took over the entire film. And I love this movie. Like, I got to go see it in the theater as a kid. I guess I was, what? Like
10?
Probably 10 or 11 years old. Yeah. And it was such an amazing film, and I couldn't wait to show you this movie. And what's funny is that it still held up pretty okay, but some bits were very interesting. Anyway, let's get inside to the business part of the movie.
Okay, that might be interesting, but I don't know. Yes, I have the IQ of something.
Of a number. This movie was released in the summer of 1989. Joe Johnson made his directorial debut for this movie. You would know him from movies from like Jumanji,
mm-hmm.
Rocketeer,
mm-hmm.
Jurassic Park 3. I know, it's not your favorite, but, you know, he still did it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Captain America, the First Avenger.
Yes.
He was also born in the ATX. Holla!
Yeah!
This movie was written by Ed Naha. And I guess under his writing, the movie started out to turn into a bit of a dramatic kind of movie. So Tom Schulman was brought in to make it more comedic.
Okay.
They gave him 7 days. To do this. Yeah.
Excuse
I guess they had to do a bit of a rewrite. And so
deadline.
They brought him in
mm-hmm.
and like the deadline was basically, dude, you have 7 days to make it funny. So I can only imagine what kind of pressure he was under. The music was done by James Horner, and he is famous for the Titanic soundtrack, which, dude, this soundtrack was incredible at the time. Still probably has the best or what the longest number one song probably for a movie ever. I can't remember what the name of it is. I think My Heart Goes On or something. Anyway, people are going to totally chew me out for not knowing the song. I didn't care for the movie, to be honest with you.
Was it a romance?
Yeah, it's a romance. It's a romantic movie. I will say there were some aspects of that film that was really, really good, but overall, you know, whatever. He also did songs, he did scores for Field of Dreams, which is a wonderful baseball movie, mm-hmm. and then Braveheart, which is actually still one of my favorite movies of all time.
I thought it was your favorite.
So, no, Tarantino has definitely kicked out, Braveheart, and it's kind of like, you know, it's almost kind of faux pas to, like, anything Mel Gibson has done because he's kind of a jerk. But that being said, I still love Braveheart. Still has one of the best soundtracks. And I love the acting in that movie. Anyway, moving on, of course. The movie starred Rick Moranis as Rain Selinsky. You had Marcia Strassman as Diana. Matt Furrer as Big Russ. Christine Sutherland. Yeah, Big Russ. As May. You had Thomas Wilson Brown as Little Russ. Jared Wolston, I believe is how you say his last name, is Ron. Little Ron, and then Amy O'Neill as Amy Selinsky, and then Robert Olivier as Nick Selinsky. The movie was originally written with Chevy Chase in mind for the role as Wayne. However, he was busy filming Christmas Vacation. Do you know that movie, mm-hmm. The National Lampoon's Christmas? Yeah. So he was busy writing that. John Candy, who was another famous actor.
I know John Candy.
Yeah. He was in A Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
Yeah, so John Candy was thought of as a movie as well, but he declined. But he did suggest that his friend Rick Moranis take the role.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I guess he knew Rick Moranis in, like, the improv days. I believe they did Second City Improv, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, so yeah, he recommended Rick Moranis. Mm-hmm. The original title of the movie was The Teeny Weenies.
Mm-hmm. That's cringy.
That's so cringe, dude. It's very funny, though. They changed the name to Grounded, and that was rejected for The Big Backyard. Of course, none of these worked out, and they settled on Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, which...
The Big Backyard. All of those names are horrible.
Just not great.
Like Pixar names.
Oh, no, I'm sure Pixar would probably do...
Finding Dory, Cars, Up.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing with that. Okay, fair. The movie's budget was $18 million. At the end of its box office run, it had made $222.7 million.
I guess some people got paid well.
Oh, they made the money back and then some. Because of the movie's success, it spawned two sequels, mm-hmm. a television show, and it actually spawned a few attractions over at Epcot and Disneyland as well.
Nice.
There is another movie in the franchise being developed at the moment. Also, Rick Moranis signed on to reprise his role as Wayne Selinsky.
Yes.
This is, especially after learning what I'm about to read to you right now, this is absolutely exciting to find out. So Rick Moranis is an absolutely amazing dude. Mm-hmm. I found out that he actually stopped working in acting for a little while. So every movie that I've seen him in, I've loved him. I mean, from Ghostbusters to Little Shop of Horrors, Spaceballs, for crying out loud.
Spaceballs.
And then even when he did Flintstones, which isn't a great movie, mm-hmm. he was phenomenal in the film. So in around 1997, Rick stopped doing live action films to take care of his children. His wife had passed away. And he just wanted to become, like, a present father. So he actually just stopped doing any kind of live-action films at all. Mm-hmm. I think he did some voiceover work because I think he could probably work from home or stay close to his home. I want to say he's Canadian, if I'm not mistaken.
Nice.
And so he just did that to be a good dad. Mm-hmm. Well, this time, actually, sometime last year, in a random cell phone company commercial, mm-hmm. Ryan Reynolds had brought Rick Moranis back. And they had did this thing. I want to say it was like for Peppermint or something like that for a company out in Canada. Mm-hmm. And so I was very, very excited to see him, obviously, in there. And funny enough, everyone was really happy to see him, too. And I think this helped stir him kind of in the direction of signing off on the new movie, seeing like the love that he had right there. Mm-hmm. And anyway, that would be the end of the business side of things, my son. And on to
the movie.
That cringy voice as well.
It's getting steamy in here. We We open the movie with some really good score music and wonderful animation sequence. The record player that looks like a snake is really cool, and the way they pulled it and made it look like was really awesome. And then we go inside the Selinsky household, and the older sister's cooking breakfast and talking on the phone. She has that great line talking about someone breaking up for religious reasons. She thought she was God. He disagreed.
I guess that's one reason to break up with someone.
Great dog bringing the mail to the table. I mean, I wish Ollie or Jazzy could do that, but I don't know if they have enough brain cells.
I don't know. I feel like Ollie would eat the mail, crying out loud.
Probably right. Also, how on earth do you think it is? I've never seen a mailman just delivering mail in the morning. Like, that's just the thing to do.
Dude, I've never seen a mailman first thing in the morning just dropping off mail. It's always in the afternoon. I've never seen the, like, and I definitely don't see any mail people, like, walking for crying out loud. It's all in the vehicle.
Yeah. And then the little boy working on the mini model of something we're not sure about yet. And then there's some neat inventions we see in the kitchen. Like, some really cool ones, like this clock. Like, the kitty clock.
Yep, yep. I think it's, like, Felix the Cat, I think, is the name of the cat there.
Mm. And then we see the sister got tangled in the phone cord.
The phone cord, yeah.
The phone cord. Dad says, shout out landline phones. Nothing like slamming a landline phone down to hang up on someone.
It's one of the most satisfying feelings in the world, dude, is that when you're having a conversation on a landline phone, that feeling, that rush that you get of just being so angry and hanging up, that you slam it down on the receiver, and you get this wonderful, feeling of, like, this ring back and this kind of, like, oh, like this, like, oh, that just fulfilled something so just fantastic. You can't do that with cell phones, man. What are you doing? Just button mashing the screen? Like, you can't forcefully hang up by button mashing. That's not very fun.
And also, you might break the phone.
This is also true, which is another thing that you have to worry about the other day.
And then we get to Rick Moranis' lab, and he's working what I could assume is, like, a shrinking ray. I guess from the title, people, because I have a large cranium.
Yes! Way to put two and two together, son.
Cool app, great score music being played, and then an old school PC with floppy disk supports two things. Number one, it's older than Windows XP, so that's beyond my knowledge.
Okay, first of all, son, Windows XP was not like, I mean, we're talking about, like, that's like MS-DOS. You know, old school type stuff where it's just green letters on a screen that you have to physically type in the command in the computer, bro. Old school type stuff. Floppy disk, shout out though.
And then other great members from a floppy disk constantly dying of dysentery in Oregon Trail.
Constantly. Okay, constant. Do you know how many times I actually completed that game?
Joyce?
I can probably count on maybe one hand. Okay, because I was constantly losing oxen. Okay, I was constantly dying of dysentery. Everyone's dying of pooping, okay? That's what's going on. Just pooping each other to death is just what's happening on the Oregon Trail. It's not fun, son, okay? It's not fun.
Rick Moranis' character is trying to tell the computer to tell his kids he'll be down in a bit. Although, considering that he's typing with a glove on, kinda not working?
It didn't work at all. It came out very jumbled.
Yeah.
Luckily, his daughter figured out.
Yeah. Then continues to make tons of noise, as one does in a lab.
Oh, is that your evil, like, doctor laugh? Your evil scientist laugh?
Yes.
I love it, dude. That was really good. I was half expecting, like, a lightning bolt to come behind us.
Makes so much noise, he ends up waking the neighbor, Big Ross, and his wife. So, you know, that's going to go down well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that bit. That's right.
Dad says, shout out Mr. Wizard reference. Mr. Wizard is I mean, you can talk about it.
Yeah, so Mr. Wizard was a program on TV back in the day I can't remember who the gentleman was. I think I may have wrote it down in the notes. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I think Don Herbert, I think is what his name was. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he was this dude that had this program on TV that basically did, like, science experiments for, like, kids. And
so, these, Bill and I?
Like, but before mm-hmm. Bill Nye. And it was just really, really cool. And, like, you know, you would kind of go home and try to, you know, do these scientific experiments by yourself and, you know, inevitably blow up a pan or something, you know, if your parents are. But it was cool. Like, Mr. Wizard was, like, a huge introduction to, like, you know, how cool science really mm-hmm. could be, you know?
Mm-hmm. And then Big Ross is upset. He goes downstairs to yell at Rick Moranis. And then we see the killer setup in the backyard. Ross's youngest son, Ron, not related to the Harry Potter character.
Right.
Defending the backyard with the dope booby traps.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right. So Big Russ comes down. He sees what was it? Ron's like camping out in the backyard, mm-hmm. right? And he has all those little string apparatus like outside of it. Yeah, that was pretty neat.
And then.
And also kind of creepy as well.
Yeah, we don't talk about that. And then. The arrow shoots his pops right in the forehead. Headshot! And then we find out that it's a super glue chef's kiss.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. But what's even better than that, though, mm-hmm. is when Ron uses the fishing pole.
Oh, no.
The fishing pole.
How bad do you think he got grounded?
Oh, dude. Oh, if that was you? Oh, like, you're not coming out the house until college starts, okay, bro?
Dang.
You're done, son.
I miss all the Christmases. Amazing stuff right there.
Yeah, indeed.
Back in the lab, Rick Moranis is kind of a bad dad moment, right? And at least in this bit.
Okay.
Completely disses his son after he shows his really dope mini replica with the little light that replicates the laser.
Yeah, he kind of just kind of placates him and just kind of like, okay, buddy. Just like pats him on the head and taps him out like,
go.
Okay, you must leave now.
Yeah, so pretty good, pretty good. Oh, actually, not pretty good, my bad. And then our attempt to use the ray ends up making a really cool way to end up making applesauce.
Oh.
Just shooting it with a death ray.
I don't know if it's a cool way of making applesauce, but it's definitely a messy way of making it, that's for sure.
Dad, hold the jar.
Just like, okay, I hope it works.
End up shooting you. The dog licking Rick's face is also really funny.
Yeah.
And then we meet Little Ross. Totally.
Russ.
Or Little Russ, excuse me. Totally just not in a good mood and then just blow his dad off.
Oh, typical teenager.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Dad, my days are coming.
I know. That's why, look, I'll still ask you every day if you want to hang out with me. Even if you say no, I'll still ask you every day, buddy.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Cool beans.
I still want to hang out.
Oh, cool. And then, I love that. Big Russ was a star athlete, only though he looked like he's 130 pounds.
Like, dripping wet.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're the guy? You're the star athlete?
Dude, you're skinnier than a twig.
I mean, seriously, dude. It's not... Stop it right now.
And while the sister can't cook, would you like a burnt bird with a side of burnt? And not even a dog would eat it. Although, I know Ollie would eat it because
he's
two things. A dummy and has an iron stomach.
Oh, well... Lay off on Ollie. He's definitely not the sharpest tool in the shed. Okay, but he's lovable. He's a good boy.
Yeah.
Ollie's a good boy. He's not sharp, but he's good.
So he's a hammer?
Sure. I'll let you have that one.
The scene with the mom is also really funny. Rick Moranis' son comes down to yell that mom's here, and Rick turns around and is like, no, we're on the phone.
That's right.
Son?
Where is she? She's not... Oh, she's on the phone.
And then the automatic dog treat dispenser, genius, Ollie would take advantage of this. I don't know if he would figure it out.
That's so cold. Oh, man, that's so cold, but I think you're right. I think you're right. I don't think he'd be able to pick it
up. I love Ollie, but he's simple. Simple man.
Oh, Ollie, he's the best cuddle bug, though.
Oh, he is.
Best cuddler.
And the amazing automatic lawnmower is so cool, looks super legit. I mean, Dad would want one of those in a heartbeat.
Oh, in a heartbeat, for sure.
But even if that was around, well, number one, it's going to bite him. But number two, I don't even know if we would be able to afford it if it was real.
Well, I mean, I think basically what they did was is just they set up like that kind of like an RC mm-hmm. kind of thing onto the lawnmower. Mm-hmm. So it was just trying to figure out the bits. I'm definitely not smart enough to set up no kind of remote control lawnmower.
I am.
Calm down, bro. Calm down. You can barely put on your daggone underwear in the morning. I don't want you talking about it. You're talking about Ollie for crying out loud.
Dude, you said that right in front of millions of people.
Dad, I have both my legs stuck in one hole. Son, you have two legs and two holes. Figure it out.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to recover.
Oh man.
Big Russ is going over a list looking over at food. He say veal parmage.
Oh, yeah, for the veal parmesan, mm-hmm. but he totally messes up the pronunciation.
Yeah, bro, it's not hard. It's not hard.
But doesn't he also say something like French fries, and then he says potato sticks? Like, isn't that...
English?
The same thing?
Yeah.
Isn't a potato stick...
A French fry?
Also a French fry. Why do we have two different... Maybe I misheard him or something, but I swore you said French fries and potato sticks. Like, that just kills me.
Okay, I don't get it.
Okay, fair enough.
Maybe one isn't fried and one is.
Maybe. I don't know. So confused.
One of my favorite lines in the movie is in the next scene when Ron and Nick are talking, and then Ron asks Nick, "Do you do anything normal like play baseball?" And Nick says, "Nope. Baseball's for mortals."
Dude, I remember when we first watched it and that line came up, you were howling. And I was like, oh, so is that what you're saying? You don't play baseball with me, your dad, because you're freaking immortal? Is that what you're telling me, son? Okay, because I know otherwise.
Okay. And then Ron's cool vest... And then there's a patch with an M18 tank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to say it's a World War II patch from an outfit in World War II. Hmm. I just thought it was like a super cool design. It was like a, was it like a black cat?
I think
but
so.
His teeth were the tracks from the tank. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
And all of Dad's favorite lines come up now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Russ, give me a hand here, Russ, Dad. Russ, Dad says. And then while they're talking, he says... The early worm catches the fish. Remember that. Okay. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Why isn't it the early bird catches the worm?
But it was even so much so it was like, the way that he delivered the line, though, mm-hmm. I totally bought it. Like, hook, line, and sinker. Ah, that's a pun there, too. Yeah. Give me some love.
No.
No? Come on, that was
amazing.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
And then we get the dance scene with the mop.
Ugh.
No, two things. Cringe. I mean, the song's all right. I mean, it's standard 80s pop music, you know.
It's terrible.
It's standard 80s pop music.
That song is atrocious, okay?
Okay, I kind of
And
like
the
it.
Dancing Don't... is worse.
That's like some Footloose stuff.
No, Footloose is amazing. Do you not remember Guardians of the Galaxy, okay? One of the greatest movies ever made. Not really, but...
No, it's horrible.
No, it's a good movie. It really is.
Footloose
is a good movie.
Actually, I haven't seen it.
Great dancing in it. But, dude, that poor girl's dancing is horrible, bro.
Mm-hmm. And then little Russ is just staring out the window like, it's the best thing since sandwiches.
That's right. He was in love. Mm-hmm. He was in love right there from that terrible dancing moment.
And then Big Rush showing his son how to lift weights. Instead of showing how it's a really cool way to show how physically strong you are, shows how brilliant it is to show physical comedy.
Oh, the way that the dad was like, oh, I really thought that he was going to poo himself, son. Because the strain that my man was inflicting upon himself mm-hmm. to pull up them weights, like mm-hmm. you saw the vein in his forehead literally protrude out of his skin and damn near pop. It was not a good look, bro.
No.
Not a good look at all.
And then little Russ is saying, but Dad, weights aren't my thing at all.
Yeah, he's
Sick burn.
He's definitely not into anything that his dad's into, for sure.
No. And then Mom busting Big Rush smoking when he said he wouldn't. Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. You said you quit, but you didn't, buddy. It's hard to quit smoking cigarettes, though, man.
You did.
I know. I know.
Well done.
It was hard, though.
And then the baseball breaking window scene, the true start of this great adventure. What is that? Little Russ catches Ron trying to run away, but makes him go to the neighbors. But we all know that Little Ross is just trying to wink, wink, and flirt with Amy.
That's right. Yeah, he saw an opportunity to go and flirt.
And then Cheese 2, the baseball quote-unquote helping the shrink ray work.
Oh, the way, yeah. Okay, that's fair. What are we calling the cheese on that one?
Gorg.
Are we going Gorgonzola on that cheese, man?
That's like the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I've heard some pretty dumb stuff.
Fair enough.
Because I'm around kids.
Fair enough.
And then Little Russ, very awkward around girls, and then Ron just sitting there like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, dude, Ron is totally... knowing what he's trying to do, mm-hmm. and he's failing. Failing miserably.
In every way.
And Ron is letting him know, man.
And then Cheese 3, Amy acting in the scene is great, Gorgonzola, we're all good.
It's...
Yeah.
She's not a good actress in this movie, dude.
No.
Like, at all. It's really bad,
actually. All then again, at least with this scene, it kind of works, because it's really awkward.
Yeah, I can get that. But mm-hmm. even the awkwardness is like had extra awkward on top of it.
It was cringe. And then the boys, Ron and Nick, go upstairs. They get the ball. And then the machine powers up. Cutscene. We don't get to see what happens.
That's right.
And then Rick Moranis pulls up to the conference in a 1981 VW, looks like.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the whole thing sounded interesting and made sense in movie sci-fi.
Like, as far as his explanation of the shrink ray itself?
Even though everything he's saying is complete and utter garbage.
Well, I mean, obviously we don't know the science behind it, but it sounds legit. I mean, I would have bought it if I was in there.
You know what? That's true, but then again, we're not very smart.
No, we're not. We're not. We would have been like, a shrink ray? Yes!
Yes! I am so down!
Sold!
Yeah, and then Little Ross and Amy run upstairs only to get shrunken by the shrink ray.
That's right.
And then they see Nick and Ron. And then Dad loves this movie so much from this point on because things start happening.
Yeah. I know that what we're about to embark on is... there's a nice level of cheese that we're about to experience. But just coming from, obviously, the nostalgia, mm-hmm. Viewpoint that I have... reliving this movie and watching it with you, like, I still think it looks really cool, dude. It looks really cool. The floorboards when they're down on the bottom, the couch that got shrunk down as well. Like, I think it all looks incredible. It absolutely looks incredible.
By the way, dead bug is super nasty.
That bug is super nasty.
And then this next bit, the series of events. Also, how messed up is it that you get swept up into a dustbin, thrown out into a trash, as a tiny human being, and then only to find yourself at the furthest point in the dang backyard, but all of it has been done by your own father?
Oh, 100%. All done by your father. You feel betrayed.
Yes,
you know?
In every way.
Dad, how did you not see us in a shrunken state? You numpty for crying out loud. But I will say this. What an adventure it would be to be 10 miles from your house, but still in your backyard.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I would rather just be me in nature.
You wouldn't survive. You wouldn't make
okay,
it.
Okay, me and you in nature.
We wouldn't make it either. Okay, we're just holding ourselves. We're just holding
Mommy! Okay, actually, we probably wouldn't need Mom because she would probably kick all the buttons.
Like, dude, Mommy and Sissy would just come in with, like, machetes. And katanas. And, like, freaking chainsaws and stuff. Like, boys, did you call for help?
And we're sitting here with our puny earphones, like, yes, please.
Just save us, Mom. Just save us.
And then we start our journey from the house of here. Or from here, excuse me.
Yeah.
And then the size of everything is just overwhelming. For all we know, we could probably see, like, a little, like, a stud, and it would look like, I don't know, something huge.
Yeah, big time, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, considering, like, later on what we see Lego pieces, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the sheer size of everything, it's just got to be such a daunting task, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then Miss Lansky comes home, and she finds out that Rick's conference didn't go well.
No, it didn't really go well at all, because everyone but one person walked out.
Yep.
That's devastating.
Yeah. And then back to the river, and now the kids are at the river of slime, or what might be dog pee.
Oh, that's, yeah, I do remember that bit. But before we go any further, should we take a break?
We should.
All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a little bit.
We'll see you soon.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to my P-38 True Space Modulator. I'm going to blow up the Earth.
Horrible. Horrible.
Oh, come on! That's a great Marvin the Martian!
Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom!
I've heard better. No blank, maybe? No blank, maybe?
Oh, whatever, man. I love Marvin the Martian. Anyway, guys,
welcome. It was actually really good.
Welcome back, guys. I used to be pretty okay at that impression. I've kind of gotten bad as I've gotten older. Anyway, let's continue.
So, back to the river of slime and pee.
It's pretty nasty. You're right. It's pretty nasty.
And then little Rush trying to whistle is absolutely hilariously cringy.
Yeah, it's not good. It's pretty bad.
And then Amy tries to help. Nothing happens.
Would she say just put your lips together and blow or something like that? It's the worst advice ever.
And then we climb to the top of the flower, which, in my opinion, sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it does. It really, really does.
Not safe, but fun. And then the cheese on the CGI here.
Dude, I can't believe... I mean, yeah, I can see from your eyes... I know. I can see from your eyes that it's cringy. But, dude, the technology that we had back in the day when it first came on, pretty incredible stuff, man.
Well, I mean, Star Wars still holds up pretty well.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think so, too.
And this, I'll give this a mozzarella.
Oh, you give, okay. Okay. So not too bad of a cheese, then.
No, it's just the way they cut in and cut out stuff.
Yeah.
At least in this bit.
Yeah.
Is not great.
I agree.
But it's not horrible. I've seen way worse.
Recently, actually. Yeah. Some of the movies I've shown you. Flight of the Navigator.
And then Nick falls into the pollen and the bees come, which is when I implied the horrible copying pasting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially when they kind of fly off. Like, well, that first introduction to... like, the bee coming into the pollen
good.
And stuff.
Yeah, that was good.
That's pretty phenomenal. But I think as they kind of zoom off,
They start writing it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. But this would be, like, a fun, like, theme park ride. Just, like, flying on the bee.
Oh, for sure.
I would be peeing my pants, but I would have a blast.
I wonder how you would do, like, would you kind of do it like almost like a roller coaster or something like that?
No, because I feel like a roller coaster would kill it. I would put, like, a big pole that attached to something on, like, a roof, and then would have it go, like, in zigzags and stuff.
Oh, that would be super cool, man. Almost kind of like a, what do you call those things? Zip line,
yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, like a zip line.
Oh, that would be fun.
But it would actually, like, move around, like, tons of, like, different ways.
Like, kind of motorized or something like that? Dude, that would be neat. I don't know from, like, a safety precaution standpoint how safe it would be, but I think...
I don't care how safe it would be. It would be fun.
I agree.
And then also... Little Ross is, like, a cool dude, and then he grabs Nick and then jumps off the bee like it's about to explode.
Oh, like well, a car, yeah. I mean, we got to talk about how brave Russ is, too. Oh, yeah. I mean, just the fact of, like, just jumping onto the bee after it had gotten Ron, or not Ron, Nikki. Mm-hmm. And just, like, how brave that was, dude. I don't know if I would have been able to do that. I mean, obviously, if it was you or if it was Sissy, mm-hmm. you know, father instincts would kick in. But just that automatic bravery to kind of just jump on the bee is, you don't know what that bee is going to do, man. That's hecka scary or hella scary, man.
And then, I want to talk to you about this joke. I know what it means, and you probably know what it means too. Okay. It's, there's a joke where Ron says, I hope your face ends up on a milk carton. You want to help explain to what that means? I know
you,
what it means.
You know what it means?
So back in the day, kids. God, I'm going to sound old.
Whatever.
Well, people would put missing dogs or missing people faces on milk cartons.
It was kids, yeah. Missing kids, yeah.
Which is really pleasant to know while you're trying to eat some cereal. You look at the milk carton, you see that. It's very pleasant.
Well, that was the whole idea behind it, right? Mm-hmm. Is that they would put a missing person's on the milk carton because everyone's having milk. Mm-hmm. And everyone's going to see the carton and it's going to help possibly identify mm-hmm. or maybe even help find, mm-hmm. you know, said person that's missing. At least I think that was the thought process behind it. But that's interesting that you got that joke. Very cool.
Well, I've seen one before in a comic book.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I was like, not recently.
We got to the part of Rick Moranis realizing that the ray gun works. Took way too long, buddy. Your kids are already shrunk.
That's right. Day late and a dollar short, Rick.
And then we find the couch, and he finds the couch after stepping on his chair, figures out how everything happened, and starts going around the garden with a magnifying glass going,
what, didn't he try to, like, sit down in his couch or his seat or something and then went straight to the ground and, wait a minute, what is going on here?
No, that was right when he was looking for the kids. He started cleaning up everything. And
oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And then he starts coming on the fence and, like,
dude.
That's some Rick Moranis stuff right there. Dude,
the physical comedy that went into him kind of going along that little fence line mm-hmm. and everything else like that was really, really good, dude.
Yeah, it was good.
Really good.
And then Russ is actually kind of a good dude. Like, little Russ. Like, I would want to hang out with him.
Yeah, I mean, of course he's a good dude, dude. He just jumped on the back of a fly or a bee to help a kid out, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm. Although I think Amy could care less about Ron.
No, I don't think that's true at all.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. I thought you were talking about Nikki. But yeah, no.
Oh,
Ron. Ron is a little... There's words.
He was going to say something, but he stopped himself.
Oh, man. Yeah.
He's a bit of a butthole.
Yeah, he is. He's kind of a... Just a bad kid. Mm-hmm. Kind of a bad kid.
And I love here where they're talking about, where he's talking about having the Selinskys arrested. And then Amy brings up, when my dad's machine works, we're all going to be rich now. And they do this to him and say, oh, real quick. Oh, I've always loved you guys.
That's right. And he's like, wait a minute. They're going to be rich? Crap. So, what can I do for you? Can I paint your house? Maybe mow your lawn? I don't know.
I always loved you like my brother and sister.
You guys have been my favorite neighbors since the beginning of time.
Okay? We all know what you did, Ron.
You turncoat.
And then Rick activates the sprinkler system as he's, you know, using the stilts to walk through the garden.
That's right.
Even though he doesn't realize that on the stilts, he might accidentally stomp on them.
I mean, dude, like, seriously.
Stilts aren't going to help.
It's not going to. Matter of fact, it's probably going to hurt the situation because it's come down with more force. Like, how was this a smart idea, Rick? You're supposed to be a genius making shrink rays and such, and you're out there on stilts, possibly stepping on your shrunken children.
Yeah.
Okay?
So.
Way to go, Pops.
And then he activates the sprinkler system, so you know that just works out great.
Which, I have to say, dude, doesn't seem that scary until you get to their perspective mm-hmm. and those little raindrops, dude.
Do you think that would, like, drown you if that hit you or something?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, Yeah, probably. It could have a good chance of doing that. Like, if that big old drop hits you, man, and you're, like, in some kind of a sunken area, you're toast, son. You're toast. Yeah, that's not a good look. And that's one of the cool things about this movie is how, obviously.
How they survive.
Well, not only that, well, obviously that too, but just how much.
Larger.
Perspective changes. Mm-hmm. You know, from being a quote unquote normal sized person, right? Mm-hmm. Which I know is kind of a terrible kind of a word, but
yeah, we're sorry.
But yeah, like it, let's say an average height person, mm-hmm. right? Average height person. And then all of a sudden you get, you know, shrunken down to the size of an ant and even smaller than, mm-hmm. and then you start realizing, holy crap, dude, this is a really big world. Mm-hmm. And those raindrops are a whole or whatever, you know, the water drops are coming down mm-hmm. are so much more dangerous than just standing outside in just a standard torrential downpour or mm-hmm. something. It's such a trip, man. God,
it's
that
cool.
Way too long over that. My bad.
We good. And then, Little Russ, Little Russ has a really weird yelling voice. He's like,
I don't know, maybe he was going through a voice change or something for, like, puberty or something like that, man. I don't know, dude, but that voice was not cute. Yeah. It was not cute at all.
And then, completely Kong cheese on that voice, Gorgonzola.
Oh, man. On Little Russ's voice?
It's like,
It sounded like a high-pitched Arnold Schwarzenegger yell.
Oh, man. And then Rick Moranis' performance is actually not cheese at all in this movie. What he's doing on the clothesline,
when he's doing his little float around,
yes. On
genius, absolutely genius, dude.
And then we get to the great score, obviously, again. And then Little Russ is back to being a hero. He's a complete hero of this movie.
Oh.
Little Russ.
You're calling Little Russ the hero of the film already, dude. We're not even, probably an hour into the movie or something? Mm-hmm. Okay, I see you.
He's a hero, completely. Yeah. And then we get a great line, or mouth-to-mouth, there's like a mouth-to-mouth bit where he tries bringing Amy back because she kind of drowned in mud.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Well, yeah. We don't know what it is, but yeah.
She drowned in it.
Yeah. She drowned in something.
And then she comes back to full consciousness, and then Nick asks...
But how did she come back to full consciousness?
So
the
she
mouth
wakes
to
back
mouth.
Up, and then it's like...
Ugh. The mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, dude, that's crap that she spat up, dude. Ah, so nasty.
And then Nick asked, where did you learn mouth-to-mouth restoration? And he said, French class, kid.
Resuscitation, excuse me.
He said, French class, kid. No. I don't get it.
You don't get it? Okay. We'll talk about that later.
And then, old tech alert with a payphone.
Yes, a payphone came back. Dude, I love the payphones, man. Once again, can slam a payphone down. Just the satisfaction, bro. The satisfaction of slamming a landline. You kids these days will never understand how much of a great feeling that is.
Okay.
I digress.
Dude, can we talk about Rick Moranis on the hammock thing? Just floating around the grass with the magnifying glass strapped to his head like...
Doop. I mean, it's a pretty genius contraption. He's got to try to find his kids. Although, I will say this, right?
Seems like a fun ride, actually.
I don't disagree. But, aren't we just going over the same area over and over again? Because you think about it, right?
You're going in a circle.
It's going in a circle. And yeah. It's stationary. It's not like you can pick it up and move it and go to another side.
I think it's brilliant because obviously they're small, right? If he goes in the same circle, eventually they're going to come around in that area of the circle considering it's right in front of the steps. So he's going around that area. So it actually makes sense because...
Okay. Yeah.
See?
I'm not mad at you for that. I mean, I'm kind of mad at you for that, but I'm not mad at you for that. She's coming up with fantastic analysis and whatnot.
And then we have the horn from the camper. Horrible. And then number two.
Oh,
the disgusting handshake.
Oh, with the fish? The little... No, no, you don't. You're not a fan?
No.
No, you don't like it?
No. No. It's horrible. Stuff and nightmares.
I thought it was a... I mean, I guess it's a good fisherman handshake if you... No. Ladies and gentlemen, my son is staring a hole through my chest.
All right. Gotta prepare my voice. It's been a while since this. I'm calling extreme cheese.
It's been a while for the extreme cheese. Well done, son. Well done.
That felt good.
It's been building up in me for like 4 weeks already.
And then we get the little Debbie cream... oatmeal cream pie scene.
Oh,
one of my favorite snacks of all time.
Yes. Dude, that's stuff. Man, there's no way. That's like a lifetime supply of Little Debbie snack right there, buddy. Mm-hmm. For sure.
And I'm handing stuff and stuff to my father.
The oatmeal cream pie. Is one of those snacks, my son, that will forever live in infamy and in my heart forever and always. That and the Twinkie may go down as the greatest snack treat ever of all time that fat kids will enjoy from miles around. Also, the Cosmic Brownies were a nice addition to that said snack as well. But let me tell you, buddy, nothing will touch a Twinkie or an oatmeal cream pie, my friend. And my hips and my stomach are paying for said Little Debbie snack / Twinkie. However, no regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets at all.
Oh, my God. You're killing me. And then, Daddy-O Thompson and the cop scene is coming up.
Like, oh, really funny. Yeah.
And then, as the cop, I mean, I would think this too, the cops pretty much blame the dad for the kids running away.
That's right.
Since he's a psycho.
Yeah, he's just kind of a jerk.
Yeah, he's kind not a great a person. I mean, he's pretty good in some parts.
Yeah, and then we kind of find out later on, you know, a little bit more about him, too.
Mm-hmm. But right now, kind of a jerk.
Kind of a jerk. Kind of a jerk right
and
now.
Then the cops get a call from the Selensky's house, and their kids are missing, too. And they're like, hold up, that's next door. Maybe if I put two brain cells together, this might be a coincidence. and not a coincidence.
No, it's...
It's completely a coincidence, obviously. And then they get to next door. Or we go to next door, and then Rick tells Mama that the machine works, and they shrunk the kids. Obviously, ties into the title, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and the Neighbor's Kids.
I think that title came too long after ending the Neighbor's Kids. And Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and the Neighbor's Kids as well also. Too long of a title. Shorten that up a little bit.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Bam. We good?
Done.
And then Dad calls She's There because that's how the title works. Like,
yeah.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
Not
cheese,
great.
Cheese. It's a very mild Mott's, but it's still cheese.
How about, what's the middle one?
Limburger.
I'm going to call Extreme Limber.
Oh,
that's basically a higher form of Limburger. And I love that Ron and Auntie are like best buds forever. Like how they're like really close.
Has he already...
Yeah, you were supposed to talk about him, and then you just got into Fat Kid World.
Oh, well, no.
Yeah, he was. He was in that bit that you were talking over. You didn't go all the way down. Ladies and gentlemen, my father.
No, hold on. Wait a minute. Did we skip Auntie?
Mm-hmm.
No, I that was just, when I put that part in the notes there, mm-hmm. I was just talking about how I wanted to talk about the oatmeal cream pie. You were supposed to talk about Auntie coming in there at that point. Yeah. I was talking about the fat kid stuff.
I'm a fat kid too, jerk.
Anyway, in that particular part with the oatmeal cream pie, we actually get introduced to Auntie. And
Auntie
the ant. Yeah, right, exactly. And he actually ends up becoming kind of a part of the team after mm-hmm. they wrestle him and kind of tame him, I guess, like a wild bucking bronco, if you will. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay. And then who's the better aunt? Auntie or Antony from Ant-Man? I mean, I know which one I like better.
That's a tough question. I mean, Antony is pretty dope. Because he can fly.
Friend? Well, yeah, that. And also, he's huge.
Yeah.
And he can play drums.
Antony can play drums? What did I miss?
Spoiler
Ant-Man alert.
Sorry. You remember that bit in Ant-Man 2 where there was like a post-credit scene where he was playing on the...
Yep. Nice pull, son. Nice pull.
Mm-hmm. So, there you go, ladies and gents. And it's really sad when they're trying to push and pull or push Antony away. It just pulls the heartstrings.
Oh, yeah, when they finally just said, you know, okay, dude, you can go. And yeah, that was a tough scene for sure.
And then Ron gets a little aggressive, but it hurts him more than Antony. Like, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we get Mom and Dad Sunsi on the rotating hammock.
That's right.
I would love to play on it. Dad would love to play on it. All know we would want to play on it.
That's so true.
And then scene with Dad Thompson flicking the SIG into the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Not great thing to do, but the way they shoot it is super cool. And then when they get to it, it looks like a asteroid. A little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the butt looks massive flying on the screen.
Yeah.
Super, super cool the way they film it. Like, really cool. You think that's CG?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Because
it looks like practical effects in some bits.
It's really, really neat how they shot that scene, though.
Mm-hmm. And then the Thompson kids are once again resourceful, making torches from the ember of the SIG.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I wish I could do that.
Very smart.
And then... could you imagine having to tell the Thompsons that you shrunk their kids? Nope, I'm good.
I couldn't imagine telling any parent that I shrunk their child. That would be a horrible conversation to have.
Mm-hmm. That, I wouldn't be good. And then, when they start explaining that originally it blew stuff up and that started working.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start being like, you blew up my kids? And then I said, no, if I blow up your kids, they're pieces of them.
That line murders me every time, dude.
He got interesting there.
Yeah, very interesting.
And then, for a matter of explaining that they didn't blow up the kids, didn't end well. But the Thompsons are good parents. Very good parents. And then, Auntie's still following the game. And
the gang.
Excuse me. Time for Dad's favorite part of the podcast.
Brr, brr, brr.
What? This movie be better with a Clash song in it? And the answer is always?
Yes. Always yes, ladies and gentlemen.
And this week's song is Last Gang in Town.
That's right. Everybody's looking for the last gang in town. Oh, man, that's such a good song. And, you know, Auntie's still trying to hang out, man. Thought it was very appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out the Clash. The only band that matters.
We'll discuss this later. I'm in heaven here, Dad. I go goo goo for Legos. Plus, it's like a Godzilla size Lego. Can make Godzilla hurt?
Yeah, dude. That massive Lego. Oh, man. So cool.
Gonna be taking that.
Oh, yes, please.
And Dad, as a parent, would be a bit scared.
Yeah.
For me playing with Dad Legos.
Yeah, that's just very scary because, you know, I imagine, you know, walking... on the small ones hurts, but walking in the middle of the night and bumping into a large Lego would probably hurt just as equal. So, no, I don't want to play with giant Legos.
Unless you're a kid.
That'd be awesome. That'd be pretty awesome.
And then there's a really touching moment with his wife.
Oh, yeah, while they're outside and, you know, talking about the kids, how they want their relationship to work. And and then, of course, mom's saying that comment about, and I can't imagine having little Russ out there with my daughter.
I hope they behave themselves.
That's right.
And then we get a kiss. And it's like the snog, like the touches, the like tongues are kissing. Yeah. It's
DJ's
horrible.
Not a fan. DJ's not and a then, fan. First thing that came out of his mouth, ladies and gentlemen, was yuck.
And then you wonder what I said right after? This is what I said. I said, and now here's the consequences. Like every single slasher movie, not a teenager. attacked with a giant monster.
Straight up, bro. Because what happens right after the kiss, bro?
A scorpion comes out.
The Mortal Kombat theme, ladies and gentlemen. Reference to Scorpion.
Yes. So, I guess the ant's Sub-Zero here?
No. No. Maybe. Maybe he is. Or maybe it's just an ant.
It's an E.
And T?
Dang it, I messed it up! and then Ron, like the big brain person he is, almost gets his body chopped in half.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, if I were me, I would like to be kept in one piece.
Dude, those pincers are super sketch, though, dude. Super sketch.
Nope, I'm good.
I am so good.
And then Antsy comes to the rescue, like the awesome person that ant is.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the awesome ant that ant is.
Awesome insect that ant is?
Oh, yeah, that's a more overall. And then the CGI for the scorpion, I think, still holds up pretty well.
Yeah.
It's like a stop motion.
For the scorpion, yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. There was bits in there for Antie, too, that I thought the CGI looked good, but I really thought the scorpion held up very, very well.
Yes, yeah. Totally. Antie is an awesome insect. And then just grabs the leg and goes after the scorpion.
Yeah.
Brave, but also a bit stupid.
Yeah, I agree. But that was his people's, too.
Mm-hmm. And then Ron is shook over this fight, man. He's like, that's my guy. And he's getting beat out of the business, or beat the business out of him, like, from that scorpion.
Yeah, man.
And then Auntie gets hurt, Avi. And then the kids have to fend up the scorpion. And then, awesomely, because he's, like, trying to take revenge on the scorpion, right? Ron throws a stick right dead into his eyeballs.
That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah. Great awesome aim. Sauce. Great aim. Mm-hmm. And I think Ron had had enough. Mm-hmm. He was like, I'm done, dude. This scorpion's got to get out of here.
And then the group find Antie, and he is mortally wounded.
Yep.
Little tie into that Mortal Kombat reference I made there.
True.
And then Ron is completely devastated.
He is, man.
I would be too. He saved their lives. RIP Auntie. Moment of silence.
RIP Auntie.
Brr, brr, brr.
The true hero of the film.
Actually, you're probably right. And then they finally go to sleep in the Lego. And then we've been followed up by the Lawnmower of Doom!
The Lawnmower of Doom scene is here and present.
This scene is super cool. Like, the way they film it is awesome. Like, they film it kind of like a giant monster movie, honestly. It's okay. Kind of how it feels.
Yeah, and the lawnmower is the monster itself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And then, I mean, how cool would it be to own an RC lawnmower? We're going to go on a tangent about this again.
Dude, I'm telling you, we won't go on too far because I think we're getting close to the end here. But I would absolutely love to have an RC lawnmower just for the size of the lawn that I have right now. Oh my gosh, let me tell you, crack open a beer and just hang out in my front yard, remote controlling, pretty awesome stuff. Chef's kiss, baby. Chef's kiss for sure.
And then the kids find a earthworm tunnel to use it to, quote-unquote, escape the lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Selinskis are, they hear the lawnmower and they panic right. And yell right. At Tommy, like, bro, get off. And then Nick says, we will be safe in here until he gets sucked up by the lawnmower itself.
Yeah, so much for being safe at that particular point in time.
The irony.
Because right? As soon as he says it, dude, he gets sucked right up.
Just don't jinx it, man.
Don't jinx it, dude. What are you doing?
He jinxed it. But all the kids end up saving it. All the kids are really pretty good people.
Yeah.
The dog scene. Yikes.
Yeah.
The amount of cheese.
Oh, on the dog hair?
Yeah. Also, it looks gross.
Yeah, it doesn't look...
Like, I love petting my dog, but if I saw what their hair looks like up close, I'd go...
I wouldn't want to do it.
Nope. And then, the Cheerio scene. Also complete cheese.
You're calling cheese on the Cheerio scene?
You see how those Cheerios look? They look like brown rocks. With a hole in it.
Damn it, dude. I really like that scene so much, man. It's really cool. Like, it just looks like, you know, an edible life preserver. I'm absolutely here for it. Although, a milk bath, though.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
And the milk looks just like white water.
It's just like you'd be all sticky and just nasty and not want to walk anymore. Okay, maybe I'll call cheese on the milk bath. It just doesn't look appealing.
Extreme cheese.
Okay.
and then the discovery bit is wonderful.
Yes.
And then me and Dad howled at the magnifying glass on his mouth.
On his mouth.
Yes.
It's so good. It's so good, man.
I don't know if they were filming it to be funny, but it definitely feels like it.
Oh, man. I love that bit. It's really good.
And then little Nikki is absolutely genius.
He is.
And Big Ross is just like the big jock type dude. With all the muscles, not really.
Not really.
And he's like 220 pounds, not really. He's like 130. Can't even bench press the weight. And I talk about the bad CGI when Big Ross is bought back from that little size that he has. And the kids too. Like,
yeah. Yeah, the way that it's shot, it's
I need
not
bleach!
I need bleach! I need to wash my eyes out of this travesty!
And then, Thanksgiving dinner. The Thanksgiving flipping dinner.
Dude, when we figured out how to reverse the shrink ray and make things big, trust. Okay? Thanksgiving would be amazing. And look, also, we would only have to give Ollie one piece of kibble every night because we just blow it up. And he's like, this is all for me? Yeah, buddy. That's all for you. Enjoy, man. We would save on dog food for the rest of our lives.
And also, we can make trees bigger to produce more oxygen. And, you know, actually do helpful stuff for mankind.
Wow. Why are you trying to make sense, bro? I'm talking about making Alpo bigger. And he's like, why don't we make trees bigger so we can produce more oxygen? Dang it, see, this is why, ladies and gentlemen, kids are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Jesus, this is going to be like one of those like 90s or like 70s R&B videos. But like the sexy music in the background.
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's the movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, one thing I forgot to mention.
Okay.
So you remember that bit where they start holding hands and then he asks if he can go to the dance? I'm like, really, bro? You want to dance with her? Is that what you want, dude?
Are we throwing shade on Amy's dance skills again? I mean, there needs to be shade thrown up. That poor baby girl. Oh, dance moves are awful.
And then the dude wants to dance with her.
He wants to go to the dance.
Bro!
Look, she had the audacity to ask him if he knew how to dance. Sis, do you know how to dance? No, I don't think so. And that mop would agree with us as well.
That poor old mop, man.
Oh, man, this was fun, Deej. Oh, I missed this, dude. I've absolutely missed it, man.
Well, everybody, we are going to get back on the grind, and you will get an episode every week.
Yeah, we should be back on the grind, ladies and gentlemen. And moving back to weekly, things have been crazy. Thank you so much for all the extra listens that we had during our hiatus as well. We saw that some of our episodes got more listens as we were gone. Thank you to whomever is listening to it. And if you're still listening to old episodes, thank you as well, because that's really awesome.
Yeah.
Go ahead, son. I'm sorry.
I want to shout out some of the places that we don't know anybody pretty from, but we got listens from.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I'll shout out one that I love.
Yeah.
And made me smile with complete joy.
Yeah.
Japan, give us a listen.
Dude, we had somebody listen to us in Japan. We had someone listen to us in Malaysia and in Uruguay as well. And Hong Kong. So shout out to all those places that, you know, was brave enough to listen to two crazy guys, you know, in a closet here in Texas. We really, really appreciate all the love, guys. And like I said, you know, we're back. And the next movie that we'll be doing will be...
Back to the Future.
Yeah, man. So we're going to do Back to the Future. Deej has seen Back to the Future, but only once. So this is almost going to be like a new watch for him as well.
And then you want to tell him the movie after that?
No, we'll just save it for the next one.
Okay.
But like we said, ladies and gentlemen, it is an absolute blast to be back. We missed you guys. We missed doing this together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and also we have someone else that would like to say something really quickly.
Hey, Sissy, come say hello.
Hello.
Why don't you come say hi to the good people?
Okay.
Say hi, Ray Ray.
Hi.
And Ray Ray, what's your favorite movie?
Podcast.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Her favorite movie is our podcast, ladies and gentlemen. That's a glowing endorsement from the little sissy.
Hey.
So for the Deej, I am the dad. This is the sis. Everyone say bye.
Bye.
We'll see you guys next week. Peace, y'all.
Adios.